I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced on Monday that the U.S. will soon impose the strongest sanctions in history on Iran. David with Heart for Iran says these sanctions will understandably impact Iranian citizens. But there's another party that the Iranian sanctions could hurt. Ministries.
The biggest issue with the sanctions that are coming down on Iran right now are financial transactions. And so ministries are trying to get work done or do something that would impact Iran. They have to be aware of how the money is getting into the country or how it's influencing activities that are going on in the country.
But God is still moving, and the Iranian church is seeing the largest annual growth by percentage in the world. Pray for believers in Iran to remain strong in their faith and for creativity for the ministries walking alongside them. And Compassion International is focused on releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name. Last week, we talked about how civil unrest is disrupting some programs in Nicaragua. We can pray for peace to return to Nicaragua because, as Virna Segovia of Compassion explains, these projects have an incredible impact.
When you see a child that is new to the project and you ask them, "What is your dream for the future?" and you look into their eyes and you see there's nothing, there's no dreams. After a few months at the project, after a year in the project, you see those children laughing, smiling, and you ask them again, "What's your dream for the future?" And they have dreams.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.